The background of this story, please. It was on the news there at 11. Just another attack on someone trying to run a business. Go ahead, Sarah.
Absolutely, yes. I'm at Asda's Glam Factory on Castlereagh Street in East Belfast. What we know is this, Frank. Shortly before midnight, police received reports that a gang of men set the premises on fire. It's believed the shutters of the beauty salon, which we can see here visibly, were forced open and an accelerant of some type was poured inside and set alight. It's believed then that the men may have fled the scene in a black 4x4. Well, the smell of burning is still distinctly in the air here, and although boarded up, there are shards of glass on the ground and what remains, the charred remains of a burned chair outside. We understand that the owner of this beauty salon is Polish herself. She's understandably very distressed by what's happened, and police have confirmed that they are treating this as a racially motivated hate crime.
Yes, obviously it ties with a lot of other attacks that have been happening in various parts of Belfast. Are the police saying anything in relation to protection rackets in that area? Is there a possibility that that is rearing its ugly head again?
Well, that isn't something that the police have said anything on, have confirmed or have spoken on exactly, but what we know, as you say, there has been a spate of these attacks on Polish homes in North Belfast just last week in Montcolliure Avenue near Tigers Bay. Two families' homes were targeted, one with small children. Those windows were broken, threats were hurled at those families. And then a young man's house was also attacked at the weekend. So very concerning developments. And we will hear more from the police. They're holding a special press conference at lunchtime today in relation to what appears to be an increase in race hate crimes here.
The owner has been in business in the vicinity for a number of years, hasn't she?
Yes, what we understand is that Asta, her beauty salon, Asta's Glam Factory, is named after the owner. She's Asta. Yes, we understand that she's been here for 6 years, that she employs a number of people. She lives in the area. We've spoken to some other local business people in the area, one businesswoman who approached me to offer her condolences and her support to Asta, who is very shocked at what's happened here, you know, has said what a wonderful business it is, how successful she is, described the nail bar and the salon itself as a palace, how beautifully, you know, decked out it is, and what a successful businesswoman she really is.
Well, unfortunately, she's the latest victim of attack in Belfast. Sarah, thank you for that. Full details, of course, on U.TV, on UTV Live, and needless to say, on our next bulletin as well.